land.
If I were the man for a white lady, I'd ask the man.
Really, I didn't think
of it. Ah, but that's the point. If you don't think, you shouldn't talk.
Down the rabbit hole with idiots.
What up?
So in this scenario, are we the idiots? Oh, forgot to check. See?
Aw, Tom.
Damn it, I almost made it.
I'm pretty sure we're the idiots, right?
Yeah, down the rabbit hole with idiots, and we would definitely be the idiots. I'm pretty sure of that.
And this is the hole of the rabbit?
Yeah, this is the hole of the rabbits.
Exactly which hole of the rabbit would this be considered?
My hole?
Well,
because
I'm rabbits, not sure.
Rabbits do have a few holes, you know, ear holes and nose holes. And
I think it was more in the hole in which they live.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking it was.
Not the actual physical.
No. It wasn't a sexual thing. It was more of the realm of the rabbit, the living quarters, not the places where Moni shoves chicken nuggets, apparently. Orifices.
Sweet.
So anyways, who all is here today? I am Jake.
Tom's here. I'm back.
Yeah, Tom is back. First time back in a while for Tom. Last show, we didn't even get to really talk to about your vacation that you took.
Yeah.
I mean, where did you go again?
Florida and the Bahamas. We went on a cruise.
Florida and the Bahamas. And before we get too far into that, who else is here?
Missy's here.
And
Stefan.
And Stefan. Okay. So you went to the Bahamas. Did you have fun on that trip at least? Better than the trip when you went with me to Hawaii and I was deathly ill the whole time?
Yeah, it was a good time until I came back and basically had AIDS for 3 days.
AIDS?
Yes.
AIDS from the Bahamas?
I had cruise ship AIDS.
Cruise AIDS, right?
Well, they had that. What do they call that going around
like
on the boat?
A neurovirus where it's like basically from people not washing their hands and then touching food.
Oh.
That's always comforting.
Yeah, so it's a good time. So I came home Sunday.
It's like herpes for your stomach.
Yeah. Missed Friendsgiving. So basically any weight I gained on the cruise, I most certainly lost the first 3 days I was back.
A bit.
Well,
no
that's
doubt.
Good.
Yeah. So
there's always a plus side,
yeah,
see?
Yeah, like instant diet, but not fun going through it.
So you went to the Bahamas. Did you get any cool stuff on your trip? Any souvenirs?
Not a whole lot.
No?
What's Rachel smiling about?
Rachel, did you get any souvenirs?
You go on vacation, you didn't get one thing?
We got some, I don't know, T-shirts and...
T-shirts?
We didn't really get a whole lot of souvenirs.
That's boring.
No?
Oh, yes, the fuck we did.
The art?
Oh, you
did? Oh, yeah, we definitely bought...
Yeah, that's what I'm laughing about.
Oh, yeah, we bought art like we were the Rockefellers on the boat.
Art?
Yeah, we got suckered into those, like, art auctions on the boat.
You say we. You French are fucking pregnant.
Hey, what do you mean?
How do you get suckered into an art auction?
They're like, oh, we're going to give away free shit and free alcohol. Come in and look at art and bid on art. And
they got you at alcohol?
What was it like 20 bucks for?
Bought them at free.
For a poster or what was it?
I will be paying for this shit for quite some time. We bought like 2 Disney Kincaids and then, I don't know, Romero Brito. I don't know, some famous artist.
I have no
artist.
Idea who that
Steph,
is.
Steph, does that sound expensive to you?
Highly expensive. Original Kincaid, not like prints.
I feel like you were like
not like
and
no,
Bones
like,
style.
They were
like,
actual paintings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be paying for McKenna's college at some point. After I finished paying for
When did you get into art? I didn't know you were an art type of guy.
I'm not really into I don't understand a lot of that shit, like about art, you know, all artists. I know like Salvador Dali and all them, like some of the big names, but
Salvador.
Well, here's
Salvador
the funny
Dali.
Part.
See,
wait
I even
till
got that
you
wrong.
See the actual piece of art that he chose, you're going to shit yourself. You're going to think I chose it and I didn't. He chose
Why?
It.
Yeah, I like it.
What is it?
It's a little bit on the...
Is it dogs
want me to
playing
pull it up
poker?
So you can show it?
Yeah.
Pull it up.
And then we got the 2 Disney ones. We got the Lion King with, like, you know, Rafiki holding up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then some Tinkerbell one that she wanted.
Wow.
It's not Tinkerbell. It's Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
With Tinkerbell.
That's the one I saw. I like
that's
that
one.
Yeah. That was cool, yeah.
And the painting is actually called Tinkerbell.
So wait, the one that you chose besides these Thomas Kincaid ones?
That's it's like Romero Brito. I don't know. It's got like a heart. It's very colorful.
Brito?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Very girly.
It is girly.
So
it's cool looking though.
You dump some serious pocket change on
some art.
Some art.
Yeah.
Are you going to put it right here on the wall behind us for the show? Or
something may be there.
I think
I don't know where I'm going to put all this shit.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I didn't know you were the arty type of... Here, let me see that. Okay, this is one of the paintings that he picked. Okay, I can't. I don't know how I can show this. Can you? I don't know if we can hold that up in front of that camera.
Wow.
I mean, it looks really nice. Hang on. Let me get over to that camera. Go closer. Closer. Oh, now it went dark.
Closer.
Yeah, it looks like I wouldn't say it looks like a when I go to the fair and I look at like there the 8th grade art right projects. that's what it looks
right
like.
There, right.
Is
there.
This it looks like an 8th grade?
Wait.
And this was
art project.
But it's like 3D art though. It's not really that doesn't really do it any justice cuz it looks flat.
And wow, Tommy. Okay, so you bought so now you're an art collector.
But this guy has been in like the Louvre.
Would you consider yourself a compulsive buyer, Rachel? Is he a compulsive buyer?
No.
No.
He's not.
No.
No.
This is like a fantasy that you had of smoking a cigar and a.
Normally, he's the practical one, and I'm the buyer.
Yeah, I generally do not buy on impulse.
No.
And but you bought how many paintings
did
you buy?
Three.
Oh, hold on. We bought three and won three more, so we have a total of six.
So yeah, we won three. Was this an impulse buy?
Yes.
I think yes and no. Like I went back and forth with it.
How do you?
Where's the
no part?
Hey, maybe you were affected. Like you know how you said you were sick for 3 days. Maybe it started then.
He did say neuro too.
Yeah, blame it on that.
That makes sense.
I would say that I would just return all the shit and say that I was under distress because I had chronic diarrhea from the cruise and give me my money back.
I'm just going to wait till they come and then I'm going to say they didn't arrive.
Holy Amazon scam on
that seems to work out really well lately.
Okay. All right. So you did your cruise. You bought six freaking paintings.
Well, now, no, we bought three. We got six.
Bought three.
Because I won three.
Yeah, that one's cool.
But of course, the three that I won are like nobody. You know, it's not like I won anything special.
Is that close?
Well, that's okay. I see Tinkerbell and Peter
so
Pan.
So that one, what we were gonna do was we were gonna buy. They had three Thomas Kincaid paintings for like $600.
Yes.
And we were gonna do that because they were
fairly cheap
and they're worth like a total value for the three of them was like $3,000. So I was like,
so were you the only person bidding in a backwards Patriots
there was
hat?
People bidding on like $40,000.
Oh no, there was people bidding on
really
big shit.
Really
big shit.
Wow.
Like Peter Max is a big one. That was probably the most expensive shit on the boat. Like some of his stuff was like 15, 20, 30,000. Some guy bought a piece, I think it was 38,000.
Jesus.
Like it's nothing. They're just like
the one thing about art though, it doesn't depreciate.
That's true.
And Thomas Kincaid is dead.
So he's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead. So
he's dead.
So
those are worth some money.
So are you gonna try and whack the other guy so his value of his paintings go up too?
I know, he's like in his 50s, so somebody needs to like just fall off the earth.
The Roberto guy, what was his name? Roberto?
I'm pretty sure he just wished diabetes or like a heart attack on that guy.
But he's been featured in like the Louvre and like several other big museums, so
I like burritos.
I like burritos too.
Anyways,
I had a burrito.
So you went on a cruise and you bought a shit ton of art, and now McKenna has to go to
like
hopefully
community
college
basically
community college. Okay, I mean different strokes for different folks, I guess. Steph, you ever dropped some big money on a painting? Would you?
No. probably not.
What if it's a Banksy?
I'm the buy a print kind of guy. Like
buy a print?
Yeah. Just print the same shit for like $30.
Yeah.
I could slap it in.
Nobody
the
can tell the difference unless you actually touch it.
Yeah, it's just for me anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't see
I'm with
the
him.
Need for paint.
Generally, usually I am too, but I don't know. There was just... I don't know
there
if
there was something in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, it's empty, but...
Well, okay, so you're an art collector now. Wow, that's something to add to the resume.
Apparently,
yep.
Art collector Tom. I might have some sketches you might be interested in that I might be willing to let go for say.
$5,000.
$10,000 normally, but yeah, it's a dick pic, so I might let it go. Bitch, you're my buddy for $5.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to have
that out real quick. Off him, then the price doubles automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'm going to have to kill you though, so it goes up.
Okay. All right. So. Leggings Day. Steph, what happened on Sunday with Leggings Day?
You know, it was a huge clusterfuck of wonderfulness. The pictures.
The pictures are ridiculous.
The best part of the night. Because most of that time, I was hanging out over there. It was a big group and stuff, so I was on the opposite side just kind of chilling out. I didn't want to get in the way of all, everybody taking their photos and whatnot. But after seeing some of the poses and the shit that I saw that day.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody posted up a video of all the guys. It's just a still video right off to the side, and it just sat there the whole time while everybody was going up there and posing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty ridiculous watching those guys pose for those pictures.
I think they enjoyed it.
My ass is still cold.
I think Todd Von D enjoyed it a little too much. I think Miguel enjoyed it a little bit too much.
Jesse
was definitely enjoying it a lot.
Sharif.
Yeah. And then the memes that came afterwards. Yeah,
I think there was one yesterday with unicorn fucking Sharif. That was pretty
cool.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
I don't know who did it, but it was amazing. I think
that was Frankie, actually. That was Frankie.
Frankie did that?
Yeah.
Mm. Frankie's the meme captain.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, so Leggings Day, and then we put up the poll for who's Mr. Sexy Mr. 2017, and leading at the top of the list is the three gay fellas in the club.
Yep,
I call them gay fellas? Is that politically correct?
I think we should have Mr. Gay Fagel. Sexy and Mr. Sexy.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think you guys are both just jealous because you're not you, them two.
Oh.
There could be some truth to that.
Them too.
I'm not going to lie. I only have three votes, and me and Rachel are two of them.
Who voted for you? Who's the number third? Three vote for you?
Brandy Evans.
Brandy Evans.
Yeah, she voted for me.
She picked you out of the group, huh?
She's probably a Patriots fan.
Could be.
Yeah, so the three Mr. Sexies, I mean, Miss, can you see that poll? Who's leading that poll right now?
Oh, yeah.
Maverick's killing
it. Maverick, right?
And I made Maverick go back. I'm mad Maverick I did
yeah.
now.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Yeah, that somebody photoshopped a picture of Todd with his legs spread and then Maverick kneeling down right in his crotch. And it was
Sorry, Maverick's going to have to take me to the movies now because I made him go back.
There you go.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think Maverick's leading it by far.
But in all fairness, though, if people were over in the smoking area of Grizzly when a certain event happened, I would for sure have won Mr. Sexy.
Yeah, Maverick is...
I don't think we could have posted that picture on the poll, though.
We got to tell the story of what Cash did to you.
Yeah, so apparently on Sunday...
Beans and Franks.
Yeah, yeah. Tom got it very risque in the smoking section of Grizzly Rapids.
Yeah, borderline like I would have could have been arrested at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It should have been a boudoir photo.
So what happened, Tom? You're standing there. You're talking to who?
Cash, Rachel, Sarah, and Sam.
Yeah. And so Cash goes up behind you, and he goes, because you put shorts on over your leggings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I put shorts on because we were getting ready to go. And Cash was like, oh, now I can do this. And he went up, and I just felt, I felt it. And the shorts came down.
And he pantsed you.
And I stood there initially. I was like, it's no big deal. I got leggings on. Who gives a shit?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, I felt this breeze go across my ass crack and maybe the front part of my extremities as well, and realized instantly that my pants were down pretty close to my knees.
Oh, shit.
Everything. Underwear.
Oh, yeah. The whole nine.
Your leggings.
Frosty and the snow.
Poor Sarah was about a foot and a half from my front junk.
Wow.
Your front junk.
Yes.
Oh,
now, the real quick, are you a grower or are you a shower?
Oh, I'm definitely a shower. I mean, a grower. Other way around.
Okay,
reverse. So, I'm a grower, not a shower.
So he was wrapped up in a little blanket there, just kind of hanging out in the muff.
Yeah, you ever see the Hangover when the Asian guy jumps out of the trunk?
Yes.
And it just looks like he's got a giant bush?
Yeah.
It's pretty much.
Poor Sarah.
So you're standing there. So Rachel, how long was he standing there with his bait and tackle hanging out?
It had to be like 15, 20 seconds. Yeah. Like it was.
You know,
it took you that long to realize.
Well, because I didn't realize.
Holy shit!
Because in my head I was like, oh, that's no big deal. I got leggings on. Who gives a shit?
I'm like, you fucking idiot.
And then even Cash was like, oh shit.
But I don't know whose face was more funny, Sarah's, Cash's, or fucking his.
It was hilarious because it was completely accidental. He 1,000% didn't mean to do it. He just meant to grab the shorts.
Are you sure?
No, he didn't. I know he didn't.
Are you sure? I mean, you got to get a pretty good grip in there to grab the skin tight leggings and the underwear and everything just come flying the fuck down.
You can definitely tell he felt bad.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely 100% accidental. He's like, God damn it. He's like, I've been wanting to like pants you for so long. Like when you have those basketball shorts on, and I had the opportunity because you had leggings on. And I went too far.
Yeah, that's too all right.
Sarah says she'll never tell.
Was anybody standing around that saw that?
Oh yeah, there was people like all around the smoking section. There was
really
no children, fortunately.
They said you're on some
watch list.
Said you're on some Disney watch list now.
Of course, and I had my vest on too. So
they call him the streak.
Oh jeez.
I was waiting to get stopped by security. Be like, excuse me, sir.
We don't allow nuts and balls in the park.
Is this your penis? I don't know. I can't see anything.
You're going to have to register as a sex offender now.
So you're standing there for 15, 20 seconds with your just wee-willie wanker just blowing in the wind before
and
you even
like
notice.
And I was like standing up like Mr. Confident.
And how come nobody said like, anything? He's standing there naked. Everybody's staring at your man bush.
I thought
bush.
He knew. I thought he was just lighting it.
I think it was like shock and awe because I don't think anybody, like, it was like, oh, shit.
I would have been like, Pete, put your pants on.
Who was the first person that said something? Nobody said anything.
Sarah's face and then realized.
Yeah, I think it was Sarah's face, and then I heard Cash go, oh, shit. And then I felt the wind go across my crotch area.
Wow.
Oh, man, look at that
side breeze.
Funny.
Vanessa's hilarious. Over there dying.
That is funny.
Yeah, that's pretty damn embarrassing.
Yeah, so I would have, if everybody was over there, I would for sure have gotten Mr. Sexy.
At
Angel
least
says,
for the
sir,
bumps.
Is this your
yes.
brush?
Oh,
is this your brush?
Well, you know, I was, we were heading in, and we stopped off at the Wonderland liquor store.
Yep.
To pregame with the Sons of Anakin. So we're sitting there, and we, you know, I pounded like a bunch of big beers and some other stuff, and we were doing shots of Jack and Coke, and we're just drinking all kinds of stuff. Because everybody was trying to, like, you know, drink up and get a little bit of courage to go into the park with their leggings on.
That was the best part. Because, mind you, I didn't wear leggings. But I did show up at the, you know, at the little early meetup here. And just to watch everybody climb out of their car with leggings on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, my stomach was hurting.
Frank says, if we saw you naked, it sure wouldn't shock and awe, bitch.
Thanks, Frank.
In the comments. Yeah. So we're over at Wonderland Liquor Store, and we're drinking, and it's finally getting time to, you know, head over to the parks. And I'm like, okay, I really got to pee really bad. So let's all bounce out. So we hop in the cars, and it's right there on the corner of, like, Catella and I don't know. But on the far – anyways, we drive over to the parking structure. Parking structure's closed. And I'm already at that moment, I'm thinking, I might need to jump out of the car to go pee. but I didn't. And so I said, okay, we got to go to Toy Story. So we head all the way over to Toy Story. And, you know, there's when the one structure's closed down, the drive from the structure to Toy Story is there's traffic, and it's just a pain in the butt. Get over to Toy Story, and Toy Story's closed.
Oh, shit.
Both the structure and Toy Story lot were closed. And I am just, my eyes are turning yellow. I have to pee so bad. So we start heading back to the, we were going to park in Downtown Disney. And so we're heading back, and I tell Miss, I'm like, I can't do this. She was driving. So there was a 32-ounce cup there, and so I took it, and I threw it out the contents out the window, and then I, you know, we came up to a stoplight, and I'm sure there was like a tour bus or something beside
oh,
me.
No.
And I just whipped it out and started to fill this cup. Well, I had to go a lot, a whole lot. And so I'm going, and it is just like, it's right up to the very top of the cup.
Well,
he's
saying it, and I'm laughing, and I'm like, you can't go that much. Like, 32 ounces is a lot. So I'm like, shut up, you're just lying. Like, and I'm not trying to look, I'm trying to drive. And he's like, no, it's to the top. But he's like so overdramatic that I don't believe him.
So
32 ounces is
so
an awful lot.
I have this cup right between my legs, just full of 32 ounces of 98.6 degree urine.
Oh.
And I'm at, who's laughing over there?
Vanessa.
So, and I'm sitting there and I've got it, you know, and I've kind of edged my ass to the edge of the seat to kind of pee like that. And right as I finish, and this thing is just like so full, I don't even want to move it. This bitch gasses it. And all that piss comes flashing up on my whole damn lap.
Oh, nice.
It was not my fault.
So anybody that smelled something funky on Sunday, that was my urine. So I was covered in my own urine.
Is that why you walked into Sonoma looking like you were wearing a diaper?
Oh, shit, man. I wanted to turn around. Of all days, I wanted to turn around and go home because I didn't have any other clothes with me.
No,
I only had one pair of fucking leggings that are just soaked with piss, and I'm like,
awesome.
Oh, no, he was so mad. He was like,
it was ridiculous.
I'm not going into the parks. I was like, I'm not the one that peed myself.
Yeah, but you could have given me a heads up that you were taking off.
How could I? People were honking.
There are rules when you have a full cup of piss.
There are?
Yeah. No sudden fucking movements.
I just want to say, 32 ounces of pee is a lot of pee.
Right? So I'm like, you can't like, possibly go 32 ounces.
I possibly could.
12 ounces.
I possibly
beer, right?
could.
This is 12 ounces right here.
So you basically filled three bottles of beer.
Yes, three bottles.
How many fucking people you hugged that night and you had piss all over?
Oh, dude, I was rubbing my every guy that I hated, I was just rubbing my crotch all over him with my pee crotch all night long. Alex, look at the picture.
Oh, I was going to say,
you gave some. Oh, he's got my DNA right between his crack,
oh,
man.
Gross.
Right where he wants it.
Jake, a.k.a. IP Freely.
Yeah.
That's right where he wants it, so I'm pretty sure he didn't complain.
Yeah, well, so yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah,
and a
quick reminder to those that did not wear leggings, you owe $10.
Ooh.
It's going to charity. It's going to anti-bullying. So I'm going to begin bullying you so I can make the donation to the anti-bullying charity.
Miss, how many of the people that didn't wear leggings actually donated their $10?
Like two people. The other donations came from people that actually wore leggings.
Oh, people that were wearing leggings.
Yeah, because they said, these motherfuckers aren't going to donate, so we'll donate for them.
Oh, that's nice.
That was very nice.
That's very nice.
For the record, I did donate.
Three people.
I did not wear leggings. I donated because I specifically wanted to bully everybody who was wearing leggings all night. So
you know, it actually went. I was very surprised at how many guys actually showed up in leggings.
You know what I was too. You know who I got to give props to? Eddie Alvarado because he made his kid do it.
Oh, yeah, his kid did it.
And they twinned.
That's good.
So
that's
cute.
Good parenting right there.
Eddie was only with it wasn't too many guys too. He's the only guy that's not missing leg day right now. There's a shitload of chicken legs out there.
Oh, I definitely missed leg day for sure. But that's great parenting though, because his kid didn't want to do it. He's like, nope, if I have to do it, you have to do it.
Right. Right.
Good parenting, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Hopkins,
he's not raising a snowflake.
Mark Hopkins, you can send your donation straight to Tom because I will be handing all funds over to him so he can do the donation for us.
TBACKS23@yahoo.com.
Yes, Jessica Mason PayPal. Did pay, and I bullied him into another $10.
You know what's funny? Who, Mason?
Yeah, Mason. Well, because
definitely
he came up to me and he was like, do you have change?
For his $20?
And I was like,
no, I'll take the 20.
Well, I said, yeah. And then everyone around was like, well, that's fucked up. You just should just donate the whole 20. So then we kind of like pushed him to donate the full 20.
And that was that was our rule. So any other social club, if you guys want to donate as well, just send it to the PayPal. And I'll make the donation sometime this weekend.
So Josh was saying that while he was wearing his leggings, Josh Panza down from San Diego, he was saying that some girl came up to him, grabbed his crotch, and said, "Nice leggings."
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So and somebody said they were walking through downtown Disney. And they kept getting stopped by random people because people wanted to take pictures with them.
Okay. I heard a lot of guys saying that it's not so bad. I'm just getting eye fucked a lot. That was a common comment that I heard from a lot of guys that were wearing.
You know what? It got really weird is when we walked into the men's room.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't eye fucking that was going on. It was like, I wonder why the fuck these guys are all running around the parks wearing leggings.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It was a stupid thing. Mm. I can't believe how many guys came out and did it. And, you know, did you see? It was Raver Day, too. Did you see any ravers?
Nope.
I did not see any ravers.
There was more leggings than there were ravers.
I think there was more dudes wearing leggings than there was in the whole raver thing. You know what's funny, Steph, is Tom, last night we went to that Christmas party.
Yep.
Steph, Tom, myself, and our significant others, except Rachel, because Rachel was gone, but she just got a job thing. And
promotion.
Yeah. So we are at, last night Tom hits me up and he says, hey, this guy, and he names off some name that I was not even familiar with. He's all, yeah, this dude, he sent money in for patches. And I was like, okay, I know a lot of guys get patches, but this guy tried to pull a fast one and just sent Tom money for patches. Yeah, he was trying to order patches without getting approved by anybody.
Ben Narito, or I don't know. I thought I'd seen him before, and he just came up. He's like, oh, you're the patch guy, right? And I was like, yep, it's $87. And he was like, okay, I'm going to go to an ATM. And he comes back, and he gives me $87. I was like, all right. So then I said to Jake, I was like, hey, do you know this kid? And he was like, no. I was like, uh-oh. And, of course, this is the one time that I didn't say, have you talked to Jake? Because usually, you know, I'll usually reach out to Jake if I'm not there, and I'll say, hey, you know, do you know this one, and Jake's like, yep, it's fine. This one I was like, okay, he must have talked to Jake at some point, now he's just paying me.
Mm.
And then Jake's like, I don't fucking know him.
Wait, so who is this guy?
I don't know.
Still don't know him.
Somebody is he on our group?
Somebody wrote LOMG Ben. People know him.
I don't know.
I got a friend request from him today. I can't
I have no idea who Ben is.
He friend requested me a couple weeks ago. I looked at his mutual.
Chelsea, who is he? She knows him.
So I added him. But I've never seen him in the parks or.
Obviously Tom has.
I know I've seen him around before, but not a lot.
Huh.
Is he from another social club?
I don't think.
No, he's from ours, Samantha. They're trying to be from ours. I don't know.
This is what happens when you turn into the Oprah of social club.
Hey, it happens. It happens. Well, you know, I'd rather have.
But I will say, in defense of me and Jake, in 3 years with Patches, this is the first miscommunication him and I have had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's pretty
good
run. Was
that Ollie G? Lawrence's best friend?
No, I don't think so. But you know, the reality is I'd rather have.
No, it wasn't him.
You know, the social club scene gets so freaking crazy and with assholes and people doing stupid shit that I'd rather have everybody in our club so at least we can keep an eye out and regulate.
Yeah, Jesse says we get all the weirdos.
Yeah, look who's
Jesse
talking.
Loves
he's
us.
Got he's got little mini Brie, Giselle, whatever her name is.
Did you see his Photoshop? The WWE ring?
Yeah. You know what I heard is, Tom, did you listen to the last show that we did? It was horrible. It was horrific. But the last show that we did over at Monique's house,
yes.
I guess that one of the girls that was on our Truth or Shot game, mm-hmm. her boyfriend broke up with her after the show.
Wow.
So you ruined a relationship?
Hey, it wasn't intentional on my part.
3 hours?
We didn't
write the questions.
I totally blame Monique for that because she's the one that wrote the question.
We did not write.
Was it a game or were they written?
Producer.
We were
night.
Just asking questions, and you either had to tell the truth or take a shot. Truth
That's
or shot.
A dangerous fucking game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was right along question number 12 where shit just changed.
Where it went to the anal questions.
And yeah. Who in the? I think the first horrible question was like, "Who in the SC community would you sleep with?"
Yeah. And I think Monique's answer was all of them.
as long as they have chicken nuggets, that's it.
No, Monique was a good sport. We did the show over at her house, and we gave her a lot of.
What the hell is the deal with the couch? That's the one thing I missed. The
couch?
So Jake ended up on some troll page, and they put his phone number on there. And this troll page just goes and prank calls people.
Yeah, I think Roxy mentioned it somewhere, too. I think she even posted up the link to it or something. And, they basically just post your information, your name, and your fucking number on there about the couch. And the trolls just go crazy. Everybody starts to call your fucking number.
I had fun with it. I thought it was fun.
It was like 100 crank calls.
The best part about it was is nobody expects the responses. You know, you're calling to troll somebody else, and you pick up the phone, and the first thing the guy says, are you going to take the foreskin couch or the dick? Now, as a troll, like, what does that do for you? It pretty much deflates your whole program. Like, you had all these wonderful ideas that you were going to call up with and talk shit about the couch. Yeah, and the guy answers his phone, foreskin couch?
Do you want a dick? Yeah, okay.
Hilarious.
See, I don't know what's going on with our show now. Now it gets out there. It used to be like it was really private, and it was really going to a close group of friends that was pretty locked down. And we do make it public, and it does go out to other people. And every once in a while, I'll look down, and I'll see a name pop up in the comments, and I'm like.
Somebody that's not supposed to be, shouldn't be watching this?
Not supposed to be, but.
Yeah, I don't know. It's getting a little hairy in here. So anyways, Tom, what else is going on in this mad, mad world that we live in? Well, first off, what's going on with the raffle stuff?
Yeah, we gotta get going.
We're getting pretty close, actually. I think we're like 2 weeks out.
Yep.
So we have two more podcasts before we actually draw the winner. We still have a shitload of prizes that are all being announced weekly.
We have a new prize.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I don't think we announced some of our new prizes the couple weeks ago either.
I don't even.
Oh, we got one of those.
Look how cute this little guy is.
What is that, Snoopy or some shit?
It's Pluto.
Yeah, that's funny.
And, of course, this is going to be one of our runner-up gifts.
And then we had a pin from Shauna and Nathan that was donated.
For,
and that was a...
Waltz Footsteps?
Yeah, you only can get the pin if you do the Walk and Waltz Footsteps tour.
Yeah, so they donated that. Kudos to Shayna and Nathan there. Appreciate that, guys.
I'm going
to
replace it with what I think is appropriate.
Okay, first off, what all is in the grand prize for this raffle that we're doing?
Grand prize, you get not one, but two... Nintendo Classic Systems. You get the SNES Classic and the original NES Classic, which I both believe hold together about a retail value of about $450 right now.
Yeah, pretty close to that.
So we got those two in there. What else is in there for the grand prize?
Also comes with an OG coin.
The OG coin.
Original.
Which is probably about worth $250, $300 itself.
Pretty much right now. I think that's about what they're going for.
So as far as we know, that's the only OG coin that's out there that's even available to the public or the market for that's everybody that's one. Been wanting. So
absolutely.
So you can purchase raffle tickets. How much are they and where do they get them?
They are $5 a piece. You can purchase them. There's a link on Clubhub. There's a link on Rabbit Page.
It's pinned to the top.
Yes.
Is it pinned to the top?
I think so. Although maybe not.
There's a link on my personal page. But yeah, it is. It's.
We'll have to make sure we get it out there again.
Check again.
It is. I'm pretty sure it's still up there. Okay. But we'll double check it. But anyways, yeah. So there's a link there. It's a basic GoFundMe page. So each ticket is $5. $5 gives you one chance. Every $20 you spend will give you an additional ticket. So for $20, you get 5 chances.
All right. And this money is going towards?
It is all going towards this awesome project that we've been working on for about a year, the TWRSC bus.
The bus fund. All right.
And that'll be fun. We can take, like, turnaround trips to Vegas, some brewery trips.
No, we're going to start podcasting live from the Mickey and Friends parking structure.
Oh, that'd be good, too. Awesome.
Yeah.
We'd get visitors to come out and hang out, you know, just kind of. So it'll be a good show.
Okay, and is there going to be a second and third place, too?
Yes, there's going to be a bunch of shit. There's, like, wireless chargers. There's Wi-Fi cams and just all mannerism of
good stuff.
Crazy. What we'll do is next stuff. Week if we get, and if anybody wants to donate stuff that, you know, they want to put up towards the raffle.
Absolutely. I tell you, though, the winners of this raffle here, their kids are going to love them to death.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's right before Christmas, too. Who's the best dad or mom in the world that brings home the fucking SEN?
Right.
And luckiest.
Classic.
I may have to go in on this raffle so I can win them and sell them and pay for my art.
Yeah, Tom, why don't you put up one of your magnificent art pieces for the raffle?
Yeah, no.
No?
There's nobody that would be buying that shit. They'd be like, you paid what? Hell no.
I just heard Rachel laugh, but not the type of laugh like, yeah, that was funny, like, I wish you would kind of laugh.
No, I'm curious. It's really starting to sound to me like Tom dropped some serious coin on these 6 paintings.
Sounds about right.
No, just 3.
3. You won 3. Was it a raffle?
Yeah, it was like a raffle, and then I guess the right price on the value on like some big ass.
You know that cruise ship's probably got this room down below the deck where they've got hundreds of these exact same damn paintings that they keep on raffling off to these assholes that come on the boat.
They have like the 7-year-old Asian kids down there.
Well, the three paint copies. The 3 we got are all limited, so they're said to be limited.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Allison says she has a cast member pin to donate. I'm sorry.
Cast member pin. All right.
Cassidy's like, kids, I want this.
Yeah, so the raffle is up there. It's pinned to the top of the Club Hub. If you don't know how to do that, go on your phone and scroll up to the top of the Club Hub page, and you can click on a button that says View Pin Post. And I believe it's there. I hope it's there. It should be there.
Yeah, I think.
But there's going to be some good prizes in there, though.
There are, and like I said, because we are getting closer. If there's some ideas that you guys, or you know, some things that you guys have out there that want to donate, please do. Of course, you'll get a shout out here. You know, we'll let everybody know where it's coming from, and of course, it does go to a wonderful cause.
Oh, do you see that, J.A. Aspiro? I know him when I see him. He said he'll donate an Iron Man helmet that. No, he's on should I or shouldn't I? Like he wants the fans to vote for
him. Yes, donate that shit.
Of course you should. I mean, I've seen some of the stuff that he's done, great shit, man. Yeah. So, yeah.
Cassidy does, too. He does. Cassidy does a lot of
stuff. Yeah, I think we should get one of those painted Cassidy hats in there with where he repaints the underside of the bill. Yeah, those are super.
He does some
great idea.
Yeah, and he paints them all by hand.
Oh, you just took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, they're hand painted. They're not printed. Draws on the underside bill of hats, and it looks amazing.
Rad.
Yeah. So, anyways, so we've got the raffle going on. Hopefully, we'll get some money for that bus fund. And what else do we got going on?
Christmas party. 2 weeks.
Christmas party.
12/15,
December 15th. It's a Friday night, 7:00. Club 80s in Corona. We're going to go down there. We're going to have a big Christmas party.
80s theme.
Everybody's invited, right?
Yeah, everyone's invited. It's 80s theme, so it is highly recommended that you come in 80s attire. You don't have to, but it would be fun.
And if are we doing White Elephant?
No, because
if you really
want
to party.
Right. No, because we actually don't have any spot specifically reserved.
Oh, okay.
So,
and it'd be hard to do. The club's different now. It's loud. It's noisy, and it'd just be difficult to actually do that type of a thing. So we're just going to hang out at the club.
80s theme, though.
10 bucks, 80s theme. And, yeah, we're going to have some fun that night.
Oh, yeah.
7 o'clock, 7 till 2 a.m. So book your hotels now. For those of you,
Joe Concello says he'll donate a macaroni necklace and a coupon for a calf massage.
Awesome. Because who doesn't want a calf massage? Right. Who doesn't want a macaroni necklace?
That's what I'm saying.
It's like the greatest first gift ever.
Yeah, Jesse just said, I saw somebody was posting a ship that they're trying to buy as a rabbit ship. I think they're trying to divert Steph's funds into a ship.
Is that what it was? Yeah. That ship was actually pretty
cool. Where the fuck
cool.
are you going to put a ship at?
Cassidy says he has a hat, too. Somewhere.
Cassie's going to throw in a hat?
Yeah, he says, I have a hat if you guys want. Yep, yes. We'll take it.
Heck
we'll
yeah.
take it. Hell yeah.
Appreciate
yeah,
that.
After the show, we need to make soon, in the next couple of days, we need to make a post with everything that's in the raffle to show all the shit
like
so we
get
picture. Some people
I think that's
swim.
A great
we really
idea.
Need to pump this up.
Yeah.
Because I dare guarantee you right now, there's definitely more money in the raffle than people have bought in raffle tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
by
yeah.
far.
Oh, sure.
No,
by
yeah,
far.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Just the two Nintendo systems and the coin are worth more than what's been put in.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Yeah.
So we got that going on. Of course, if any of you guys that would like to support the show, you can go to, I don't know where that's
Podbean.
At. Yeah, Podbean.
Podbean.
Podbean. Okay, so enough about that stuff. Podbean, yeah, you click on the show, start listening to it, hit the, be a patron, part patron, a show patron.
Yeah, I think it's great for some of these guys who have their own businesses going on. I mean, because we reached, last week was what, like 50,000 people?
56,000,
yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of promotion for some of the stuff that, these guys do out here. You know, if you have your own business or something you just really want to get a little bit of attention for, man, make a small donation, stuff like that. You really can't put a dollar amount.
Well, you know,
with certain levels you get stuff, right? You get a pin,
yeah.
a patch.
Yes. Yes.
So there is incentive.
And you know, supporting the show is cool because, you know, the technology that we're using and everything, it does cost money. And, the more money that we get coming in to help with the show, the more things that we can do. Because there are expenses involved in doing this. And, you know, it is what it is. And don't, you know, it's not like you have to donate $1,000. The little stuff adds up. You know, people that just want to automatically donate $1 a month, yeah, more than welcome to take it, you know, and help make this show into something not as shitty as what it's been for the for the last 3 years. I just realized that we've been doing this for 3 years, not with you guys specifically, but Missy Pope found a picture on her Facebook timeline of her basically looking like that with headphones and a microphone from 3 years ago.
Nice.
So, yeah, I would have expected the show to improve by now and have a purpose and have...
Hey, I think we've saved lives.
Save lives?
We've saved lives.
I know we've broken up relationships. People have been fired, but saving lives. Sure, I'll take that.
But we've put relationships together, too.
We have?
Yeah.
We did. We had
the meeting. Jason, Jessica.
Yep.
That's true. You know, that is a funny thing from the social club scene. I do look around, and I see all these people that are in serious relationships that would not be together if it wasn't for the social club scene.
Yeah.
And
speaking of social club scene, we got a little love from Joe Rogan on his last podcast.
Oh, we sure did. Yeah. I heard that. Somebody posted that up. I wonder if I can find the audio of him saying that shit.
Joe Rogan, he does a podcast.
Yeah.
And we got a little Disney gangs got a little love from Joe Rogan. He was talking about taking his kids to Disney, and then he brought up Disney gangs. He's like, you ever see those Disney gangs? He's like, they're the ones that wear the... But the odd thing...
I hope he was there on the day when we were all wearing leggings.
It wasn't a really good segue, though, because they were talking about Disneyland, and whoever his guest was talking about pedophiles.
Oh.
He goes, yeah. He goes, well, yeah. He goes, why wouldn't you, if you were a pedophile, why wouldn't you go to Disneyland? And then, of course, Joe Rogan segues right into, speaking of Disneyland, he's like, because my kids like going
speaking
there.
Speaking of
like,
pedophiles in yeah. Disneyland, you he's see like, the, yeah.
He's like, have you ever seen those Disney gangs? And there was like three different clubs that got, they brought up a picture of three different patches from some webpage. And he was talking about it, and he did say, he goes, yeah, they have these weird initiations where you have to break down the ride.
Oh,
you have to make
I
a ride
that.
Breakdown to get into the club. I'm like, no, we don't. Joe Rogan, listen, call into our show. We don't have to break down rides.
Was that the Andy, was his guest Andy something? Was that the show?
I think so.
I did see someone post the
it's
link.
Recent, though. It was pretty recent. I was trying to tag you in it, and then I went back in. And
yeah, somebody else tagged me in it, and I was checking out, and they said fast forward to like 1 hour and 35 minutes.
Yeah, 1 hour
and
35 minutes.
And I
talked about it.
Let's see if I can get it to 1 hour.
It's quick. It's like a quick. It's like a 3 minute segue segment. But it was pretty funny, though.
You got it.
I'm trying to see if this is the show.
A good argument as well, but that there should be some sort of elective.
Was this a show?
Nope.
No.
No, he was talking about.
It wasn't Doug Stanhope. It wasn't the Doug Stanhope show, was it?
He was talking about base jumping. I don't know if it was a base jumper.
Actually, I don't think it's on iTunes yet. I think it was just the show.
I think it was recent. It's new.
Yeah, but so Joe's talking about all the assholes at Disneyland that dress up as bikers in the social clubs. And what he was saying, I don't know where he heard this from, but one thing he was saying is like, yeah, these assholes in these social clubs, they have initiations, and one of the things that they have to do to get initiated into a club is make a ride break down.
Yeah. We take over rides. We don't make them break down, though.
Yeah, it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Unless he's talking about, I don't know, does Mayhem's Club do that?
Maybe.
Causing mayhem? Breaking down rides? I don't know.
Well, because he was talking about some woman throwing her purse like she was on the ride and she threw... She was
He was on the California Screamin'. And he said some jackass, you know when you hit the loop on California Screamin'? She threw her purse up in the... She wanted to throw her purse
and
see if she could catch it at the bottom.
She was trying to do a science experiment.
Yeah, well...
Catch it.
She must be homeschooled as fuck because that was a really bad idea.
Yeah, and it failed. And they shut down the ride.
It was a miserable fail.
And they got, and the ride got stuck like... In the loop.
Yeah, they stopped it right in the middle of the loop because this bitch
in the loop?
Yeah.
Yeah, she tossed her purse at the top and then tried to get so they could catch it at the bottom, which it's not going to happen because you're not falling straight down. And they stopped
so
the car in the middle of the loop.
So now these people are having blood rush to their heads.
Yeah. Yep. Fucking morons, man.
Because somebody was trying to join Dark Side Elite.
Oh fuck!
I don't know that.
Allegedly,
physically.
As long as we say allegedly, we can get away with anything, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what my fake attorney told me. My
allegedly,
fake trans
if you just say allegedly,
turkey.
Or
if I say allegedly, wait, it's all good. There's more.
How do you stop a ride at the top of a loop?
I guess they have emergency brakes all over that ride.
Disney can shut that shit down like
at the
snap
of a loop
anywhere.
No,
they can.
We're talking straight physics here. You're going like 60 or 70 miles an hour on a fucking loop.
Are you saying Joe Rogan's full of shit?
I'm saying that you can't stop a ride in the top of a loop.
No, it wasn't at the top.
I think you're saying Joe Rogan's full of shit.
It got around and it was like on the bottom, like left
side.
Yeah,
that's like thousands and thousands of pounds.
They did it. Well, sometimes it gets stuck there. I mean, it's been stuck upside down before with people in it.
I've never seen that happen.
And they've had to get like.
I've seen other rides on the news and stuff where they're like upside down on a loop or some shit and stuff.
Yeah, maybe
I don't know.
Like the fair.
I'm sure there's some.
Then there was the asshole. Somebody took out a selfie stick one day and was like trying to take pictures and they shut the shit down like mid ride.
Yeah. Huh. But, so Joe Rogan thinks that everybody walking around with a vest on is shutting rides down.
Oh, he should call into our show. So at Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe, call in. 8656, call us. I got a couch for sale. Or Dick, whatever you want. But I got stuff for sale.
Well, we would love to talk to you to clarify because we are all in Disneyland social clubs. So if anybody knows Joe Rogan, send him this friggin' podcast so he can hear it.
Well, obviously he goes to Disneyland.
He said he did. He said he liked his kids love going to Disneyland. He's like, and I see him all the time, and I just kind of got a chuckle out of that.
He must go to the parks quite often.
Yeah, and then he brought up a webpage, and he showed, I don't know who was on there, but then I think Main Street Elite was on there when they were bigger.
Yeah, it was one of those old articles from the OC Weekly.
Yeah.
And it was the Hitchhikers and Main Street Elite and... some other club, SS, I don't know, whatever.
SS
bullshit.
Mickey's.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen his stand-up, Joe Rogan?
Oh, he's hilarious.
Didn't you just see him here recently?
He's actually going to be in town this weekend.
Oh, we need to go.
This weekend?
I believe the 8th.
His stand-up is so funny.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
I'm going to show up in my fucking vest and sit on the front row and throw something to stop his show.
But like, we were in Disneyland social clubs.
Yeah.
He does that shit during his shows.
Let's throw one of the round patches at him.
He does that during his shows. He does like there's certain shows he'll do like Q&As.
He fucks with people.
Oh yeah, does he?
Yeah, it's funny. But his stand up is hilarious.
Yeah, though. You guys should all tweet him.
Tweet him?
We're gonna tweet
him. They're saying, can't we like tweet?
Oh yeah, yeah. We've got an army of listeners enough to like cause some attention.
Yeah,
so,
everybody tweet Joe Rogan to call into our show.
Well, I don't know about that.
Why not?
Oh, okay.
I mean, you said we have enough listeners that it could possibly.
It could possibly happen.
Yeah, he's army, totally human. Army unite. We need Joe Rogan to call in. We need listeners.
Yeah,
that's gonna boost. We'll go from 75 to like 85.
130.
Yeah, I know.
No, we'll
Joe
boost
Rogan's
up to like 140.
Media.
What the hell was the show we did here? We had like 200. Is that
That was when we were doing the pedophile.
Of course.
Yeah, we started doing shit about pedophiles, man. People really started tuning in.
We had like 200 people listening.
They all tune in and they go in the comments and say, I can't believe you guys are talking about this shit. They just kick them off. But there's 200 people listening to it.
Yep.
It's like, oh, whatever.
Surprisingly, okay, last week we held pretty close to that.
Yeah, you guys did good last week.
Well, yeah, but
I missed it.
140.
Yeah, but half the show was about Monique talking about how she's a squirter and why she has to have hardwood floors. I mean, the show was off the rails. And then the other half of the show was people calling in about
foreskin couches
for sale.
Hilarious.
Can we put the foreskin couch in the raffle?
Sure. I don't know how many people would donate after that.
Missy's just showing me to win.
What are we laughing at over there?
Because Missy's just showing me pictures of people that are listening to the show, and it's like, oh. Because
you know you get notifications of like who's jumping on.
Yep.
And I've just already seen two tonight that I'm like, my gosh.
Shit, we're losing people.
We should probably do some. If she's worried about it, it means this should be an interesting show.
No, I'm not saying anything bad because Jesus is watching me. And all of his employees, apparently, too. But anyways.
Wow. Okay. That's it. That leaves it all. This says enough right there to me.
Tom, what's your favorite scripture verse? Because we're going to religify this show.
I don't know any.
Right now.
I don't know any scriptures from the Bible.
You don't know any scriptures? I thought you went to church as a kid.
I did.
John 3:16. Come on. They hold it up at every football game. You know that one.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
That's Psalms 91.
Fear no... I don't know.
Mm. Maybe Psalms 23. Not sure. Anyways.
Yeah, Psalms
I am my brother's keeper.
Okay.
No, 3:16 is what? For God so loved the world?
Yeah, that he gave his only begotten son. Yeah. Anyways, enough of scripture talk on the podcast. So Joe Rogan, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, if he called in, but see, the thing
That'd
is
be cool,
people,
though.
People make up their mind about the social clubs, and like, I don't know where he heard that particular rumor of like people breaking down the rides. I don't think I've really heard.
I think if he knew the truth, he would be a supporter.
I doubt that.
He smokes a lot of weed. He smokes way too much weed to not be a supporter.
Supporter of the social clubs.
Yeah, hell yeah. If he really knew what it was about, I think because he's very family oriented, I think he'd be down. I think he'd be a supporter. We would get Joe Rogan love.
Makes sense.
Joe Rogan love, maybe.
He smokes weed. I smoke weed.
There you go.
We have an in right there. Yeah.
He smokes a lot of weed.
For the record, God, if you're watching, I do not smoke weed. Just saying.
Me either.
I thought God was watching everything, though.
Well, his employees are right now. That's for sure. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, Joe Rogan, 12-8
Riverside. What day of the week is the 8th?
12-9.
I think it's Friday.
That's this Friday and this Saturday. Huh?
It's Friday.
And then I'm working both nights.
Yeah, and he's in Long Beach on the 9th.
Nathan
Anderson. Nathan, you're a G. Said, just tweeted Joe. Tweeted. Everybody's tweeting.
Cassie's saying that he got it from that article. So I'm sure what Cassie's talking about in the comments is that he got it from the OC Weekly article, because I think I do remember seeing that now, that there was something in the article where they were saying that some of the clubs had to do that to be initiated. I don't know if it's true or not. I wonder, Cassidy, are you around a phone right now so we can talk about that and see if we can verify that? Or Jack, either one of you two?
Roxy says it's our fault.
It's our fault. Why?
Yeah.
Why? We don't break down rides.
We don't break down rides.
We take over rides.
No, we got gay guys giving each other hand jobs on rides. We don't break anything down.
Wow. I didn't know all Sorry, that was God. Going on. That's
Cassidy said yes.
Hey, he can talk on the phone? Here, let me see if I can hit him up on Messenger. Or Cassidy, message me your phone number and I'll give you a call. Because I want to know who... oh, my goodness. Now I'm getting some really weird comments in my... personal messenger. Let me get out of there.
Oh, shit.
Roxy says it's her club's fault.
Oh, it's their fault. Oh, good job.
Roxy's... let's call Roxy.
Good job. Man, good job. Because Roxy, Joe Rogan hates Disney games.
Yeah. Thanks, Roxy, for doing that. So, I'm going to call. Should I take this?
It's probably Cassidy.
Yeah, but it's calling on the wrong number. Okay, well, I'll take it. Hold on.
Somebody said we should make Joe Rogan as my homeboy shirts, and hopefully he notices.
This is Jake. You're on Radio Underland. How can I help you?
Hey, Jake. This is Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Jack. Oh, what's up, Jack? Hey, yeah, so the article that Joe Rogan was talking about with the the clubs that would to be initiated would shut down rides, who was that?
That was the thing is, as far as I knew, that was complete rumor. We didn't hear anybody doing that in particular.
Yeah.
The only bad stuff that was really going around at the time was we had a group that was stealing flags off of the all the queue lines. You know, they have those big yellow flags, right? So they were jacking those. And there were some that were supposedly they had to jack things from I'm saying Jack a lot. Anyway, they had to steal things from
Thanks, Jack.
Stores. So we had that a bit. But none of the... I never saw anything concrete with anything of anybody trying to break down rides or anything.
Yeah, but you were aware of... what club was it that was stealing stuff out of the stores as part of the initiation?
Oh, God. I want to... Oh. It was a pirate-themed club. I think it was... Oh, was it the Sparrows? No, it couldn't have been.
Just Disney Thieves.
Disney Thieves.
I'll be honest, I would have to do a lot of research on that because it was a long time ago. They were not one of the big clubs. I think at most they had maybe like 6, maybe 8 members at most.
Who came up with that fucking idea?
Still bigger than Monique's Club, but go ahead.
Yeah. But it was one of the smaller clubs. I know that all the major pirate clubs at that time were like very much like, it's not us. Sons of Sparrow. I think that was it. Sons of Sparrow.
I did hear about these guys. Yeah, Sons of Sparrow. They're the one that had the exact same patch as some other club here recently. And yeah, I did hear that about Sons of Sparrows, that they were doing a bunch of shady stuff. Somebody else told me that. Maybe it was Stan.
Why did anybody think that would be a good... Who came up with that shit-ass idea? That, let's be shoplifters.
And you get into
a Disneyland social club.
Okay, now don't you see why, from my perspective, that's why if somebody's interested in the social club scene, as long as they're not batshit crazy, come be a rabbit, because I'd rather them be a rabbit so we can explain to them the shit that you do or not do than some moron going off and starting a new club where they start doing stupid shit like that and just getting it all fucked up for all of us. But you guys don't like that.
Like fighting in the parks.
Like fighting in the parks, which, okay.
Almost fighting.
Whatever. Not confrontations in the parks, live stream like fucking morons, but whatever. Yeah. So okay, Jack, hey, did you tweet Joe Rogan? I don't tweet. Tom, do you tweet?
I don't tweet.
I will tweet Joe Rogan.
Oh, thank you very much, because I'm sure he'll probably call in the second that we go off the air.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Jack, thanks for the info. You're a wealth of knowledge. Later. All right, man. All right, later. So, anyways, where were we, Tom?
Joe Rogan.
Hey, so you were telling me that another kid came out, that one kid from the 70s show today, he came out in this just pool of madness of guys.
Danny Masterson?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the guy from the 70s show, he's
on the ranch, Netflix on the ranch.
It's a good show.
Well, he's not on that show anymore.
Was he doing like Louis C.K. where he just whipped out his penis in front of people, or what was he doing?
I want to say his is rape allegations, I think.
Rape?
I think so.
Rape.
Yeah, I want to say his is rape allegations. And then Dustin Hoffman's in the mix now.
Dustin Hoffman, Rain Man.
Yes, in the mix of sexual
Dustin
harassment.
Dustin Hoffman?
Jeez,
yes.
Everybody. Oh,
Dustin Hoffman.
Straight to the top.
Yep, he's in the mix now.
Hollywood's going to tumble.
Telling you. They're taking them all down one by one now.
They're getting rid of most of the old guys, so I wonder if it's like a bunch of young guys who have a syndicate decided, you know what?
We're not getting in. All fuck these bitches.
All I know is that I was with about 30 girls on Sunday that would have loved to have been raped by Chris Hemsworth that was doing the candlelight service at the
Marcus Connor says violent rapist. I didn't read the whole
article.
I didn't read the whole article, but I do know it was rape allegations.
Rape allegations.
And
from,
was like,
from multiple women or just one?
I don't know. And
I'm
I know it was
sure
in a, and it
all
was,
rape is violent.
And it was well, immediate yeah. and it was immediate
Yeah, but I'm curious if more than one woman is coming out and saying this. Is it just one? I mean,
not according to Jim Jeffries, not all rape is violent.
Not all rape is violent?
Yeah, he said if he was ever going to be raped, he'd want to be raped by Bill Cosby.
Oh, so he could be knocked out?
Yes.
Lots of cuddle time?
Yep.
Wake up, not sure what's going on? Okay. Steph, what do you think about all these allegations that are going around? I mean, it started with what, Weinstein? Was he the first one out of the gate?
Yep.
And then we had the dude from the Netflix show.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin
Spacey.
That was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I even saw that the
Matt Lauer got
Matt
fired.
Matt Lauer got fired. And I also saw that George Takei.
Quick too.
Some girls came out about gay George Takei.
Star Trek?
Really?
Yes. Unless it was just spam that was in my feed, but I saw George Takei.
Hmm. That's odd.
Yeah, very
odd.
I think
this is just the beginning.
You think it's just the beginning?
I think it's going to keep coming.
I think this shit's been going on for years and years, and it's finally starting to come to surface. People are actually starting to see how heinous a lot of this shit is.
Well, and there's a lot of support behind it. There's not, you know, this isn't one of those things where you come out and say something, you're going to lose your career.
Problem is that you're going to get all the crazy people coming out of the woodwork now who were shitty actors and never had a chance in the first place that are going to be, you know, telling people, oh, yeah, well, this person touched me or that person touched me.
Well, that's the thing. Do you think a lot, some of these allegations that are coming out right now is just like people jumping on the bandwagon?
I think it is. And the horrible part about it is they're not even waiting to determine if they're true or not.
No, once they're just blasting network, it out there and just saying, hey, yeah, this person.
Once they hit it, the network gets a hold of it, and you're fucking out of here.
What was Matt Lauer busted for? What did they say about him? Because I haven't really
sexual,
been...
It was like sexual misconduct. But I heard that he had several...
I heard that he had a lock, an automatic lock on his underneath his desk, so like chicks would walk in, and then he just hit the button. And locked the door behind him.
Yeah. But it was like several counts, and he's married.
Yeah.
Well, for now.
Yeah, well, I heard that his wife just escaped to wherever she's from, some Netherlands or some bullshit like that, and just left the one kid behind that's in boarding school.
Oop.
Wow.
So no. Aaron said that Hollywood rumors that Hugh Hefner paid off the women not to talk. Once he did, all the shit hit the fan.
Oh, once he died?
Once he died. Maybe.
Wait a minute. He was paying off all of these women? Like, he would step in if some woman was getting ready to go public and that can't be true.
Powerful friends. It's just about who you know.
Well, Matt Lauer's making plenty of money himself. I mean, he's trying to get the rest of his contract, which is another $25 million. I mean, why wasn't he paying off these bitches that were coming out about him?
And I'll tell you, these companies now, when the shit's happening, it comes in, the allegations come in, it's like instant firing. They're not playing around with, like, okay, well
they can't afford to be associated with anything like that.
And the one guy that got me is that real old, boring guy that does that, you know, he always asks the same damn questions on that.
CBS? Ross?
Yeah.
Charlie Ross?
Charlie Rose.
Charlie Rose.
Charlie Rose. Yeah, he was another one that went down in flames. So, I don't know. I'm just waiting for some chicks to start coming out against some of these Disneyland presidents and they just watch them start falling off.
Well, Pixar was in the mix. The head of Pixar was... fired what?
No, I'm talking about Disney social clubs. I'm just waiting for the chicks to get wise and start saying, hey, may him touch me. Well, I guess that's already happened.
Didn't they do that with the original Sons?
Oh, yeah. Yes. We did have a little episode, where some girls came out against the original Sons of Anakin.
Yep.
Yeah, well.
Saw how that worked
happens.
Out.
Shit happens. So, I don't know.
Speaking of which, he was in the parks recently, too.
Who?
Eddie.
Eddie from original SOA?
Yeah. Because I saw a picture, he posted a picture of like an at peeing on a trash can like a week ago on Instagram, I think.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
With his vest. He had his vest.
Kind of funny. With his original kinda vest. Funny.
With his OG SOA.
The leather one or the red one?
The leather one.
Okay. Well, I don't know. What else do we got going on, Tom? We got anything else going on? It's like today's the show was just insane. Me and Miss left the house. Miss, what time did we leave?
Before 2.
We left at 2. And what time did I get here?
Almost 6.
Yes. 3, 4, 5, 6. Got stopped on the freeway because some freaking big old truck looked like it was carrying cardboard caught on fire right there at the bottom of the 15.
It was
right
on fire.
Right before the split?
Was right at the split.
So check it out. They had all the other fires going on in San Bernardino. So
the freeway was blocked.
So the helicopters that were dumping stuff on the fires in San Bernardino, they started dumping stuff on that truck. Because can you imagine that compressed cardboard all going up?
No.
And it had.
And when we drove by that, when we drove by that truck, it was just a pile of rubble on the ground. You couldn't even see the flatbed or anything.
Well, and the wind is just killing it right now. They got that big fire in Ventura.
It legit had just happened because the fire trucks hadn't even gotten there yet when we were stuck. So we were, and we had already passed the fork, so you couldn't even like backtrack to even like when.
Okay.
I mean, it was the other freeway to the 215 was already blocked off, like they had closed down because of the other fires, but they reopened. But we couldn't even get to that, so we were literally at a dead stop, and I had to pee so bad.
That sucks.
So I live streamed Missy Sperman in the seat where she had to pee so bad.
Did you have to take a hike? Is that what?
No, she didn't.
I didn't. I held it.
She just. Cried like and squirmed for like 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And then we finally got to Jack in the Box, and I was like doing the pee-pee dance, and people were letting me go ahead of them because I could not hold it anymore.
I'm pretty sure she probably could have filled a 32-inch cup.
I probably could have.
See, but you're giving me shit about it.
Yeah, well, I held
it. I need some Desinex because I'm sure I got a pee rash from Sunday.
Cassidy posted a picture of the fires earlier. That looked like some shit out of a movie.
Yeah, I saw the fires out there by Magic Mountain, and Cassidy over there posted.
Gerardo and Jerry posted pictures of the
who?
Flags on Gerardo. I don't know who that
is. What is he, the social club hairstylist? Gerardo O'Gary?
I don't know. Hmm. I don't know who he is. But he posted a picture about Six Flags. It looks like Six Flags is on fire, but it's behind it.
Yeah, just over the hill there.
But the one that Cassidy posted was scary. That was scary as fuck.
At the park?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah,
well, no, there was a picture of like downtown. It was like a just a street, Ventura. And then you could just see the mountains in the background, and it looked like something you'd see in a movie. Looked like a movie poster for like an apocalyptic.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
So my question is this, Tom: what are we doing for next year? We ended out this year our last meeting in the parks for December, because our next meetup is going to be on December 15th for our Christmas party. So our last official meetup was the Leggings Day, which I thought was a pretty damn good hit.
Something tells me that's going to be an annual event.
I hope not, but maybe. I have to buy new leggings again because I already pissed all over those ones.
Otherwise,
but
the next thing we're going to be doing is dressed like women, and I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not doing that either. But, Tom, should we do something on our first Sunday back in January?
I think we should. What can we do? We did bubbles.
We've done a bubble walk. The bubble walk was a big hit, too. The bubble walk was a lot of fun. That was a very stupid idea, but to see 100 people walking down Main Street all with bubble guns going off at the same time.
Let's be real. Just walking down Main Street in a bubble, you like swat it.
The pictures were epic, like in front of the castle. That's all you can see is just fucking bubbles.
Bubbles everywhere.
So we got a top.
We got a top bubble. We got a top bubbles and then almost filling up soaring. That was pretty damn. Yeah. That was pretty epic.
Well, we filled up the one room and then we almost filled up the second room. We minus a couple of rows.
Abe keeps saying kilts.
Kilts?
A kilt state.
I don't know about kilt state. Man, why do we have to go with like dresses and leggings and shit? Why can't we do some more,
masculine?
Like not
kilts
not
are expensive,
homo
right?
Stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
No, he's got a link where you can get them for like $20, he said. But kilt, I don't want to do.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not even Irish.
I don't
want
to do kilts. Yeah, it'd be funny watching all these Mexican kids running around in kilts, though.
That would be kind of funny.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, this in that cultural appropriation.
You could wear your leggings with your kilts.
Oh, that's just a cluster. So what should we do on our first Sunday back, Tom?
Somebody's I think we should do something.
Parade. We did that.
Oh yeah, we did the glow.
We did the glow day. That one was okay too. The best thing about the glow march that we did was that passing out all the glow sticks and stuff to the kids.
Yeah.
Afterwards,
they loved it.
That made it worthwhile.
A great picture of Abe passing out some glow sticks to some kids and a huge smile on their face. And
you got to look at it closely at that picture, because I'm sure that kid had a hot mom, and that's why he was giving that kid a glow stick.
Had nothing to do with the glow stick.
No, it had nothing to do with the kid. It had to do with the hot mom holding the
Monique is saying PJs.
Yeah, everyone keeps saying
pajama party.
Yeah.
Can we do something that doesn't involve me having to dress like a fucking asshole?
Why can't you just get regular pajamas? They don't have to be a onesie.
What's regular pajamas? What regular pajamas could I wear if we do a pajama?
Like the button-up ones.
Would you wear pajamas to the park?
I'd wear a onesie.
Pajama? What are we Playboy it up with? Like the flannel pants with the red robe?
I'll do
silk robe.
The whole Hugh Hef thing?
Yeah, yeah. Slippers. I might do that.
We could have slipper day.
Slipper day. Slipper day might not be too bad.
Slippers?
You're going to wear
big old funky slippers?
Like Billy's
you big wouldn't
silly
wear
slippers?
Them. You wouldn't wear them.
Are we talking like the ones with like the elephant heads and all
yeah,
the
yeah.
weird?
Yeah,
like the fun ones.
The big
you know
furry.
How nasty they would get?
Yeah, they would. They'd be all tore up by the
I can't
night.
See you walking around the park.
And it would be hella uncomfortable
because they're
after
not
a while.
Like
that part.
They're like there's no support underneath.
Well, first Tom, what date are we coming back? Because we got to make sure it's after January 1st. Let me look at my calendar real quick. Nope, that's my alarms. Calendars for December. Let's go to January. January 1st. Okay, the first meetup of January is going to be January 7th. Okay. So, we could do whatever we want. I think everybody pretty much should be unblocked that day too, right, miss?
They should be. That's after the holidays.
Well, if we're going to do pajamas, then I think it has to be straight up onesies. But here I go, nominating stupid shit that I'm going to feel very embarrassed about on the way to the park.
I am not putting my fat ass in a onesie.
You could put yourself in that one that's
I'd
like
wear
from
a onesie
the,
before I
from
wore
the,
leggings.
No, onesies are definitely not
I was
going to
say, I did
story,
wear I did
it?
Wear leggings.
What's
though.
That one, that boy from the Christmas Story and the like?
Oh,
pink,
the pink rabbit?
The pink rabbit. I've seen him everywhere.
Okay. Well, see, the difference is with the
I
leggings.
I volunteered Jake for that.
The pajamas, when you show up in pajamas, everybody knows, oh, here's a guy being funny showing up in pajamas. When you wear leggings, it's like, I wonder what weird shit that guy's into. You know, because people don't know if it's serious or it's fake. So the leggings was like a really fucked up thing to do for all the guys to be wearing leggings to the park.
Oh, but I think Chris is on to something, because we've been talking about
this
for a while.
We should.
What is it?
I think we should
ECV pub crawl.
Oh.
That should be our opening to the year.
That's what we're doing.
Yep. That
January 7th, first meetup back day in the parks, and we're going to do a pub crawl.
No, but in ECB. The scooters.
What's the scooters?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's dumb. You can't just do a pub crawl. That doesn't
all right,
make sense.
All right, first off, it's expensive.
Wait,
it's expensive.
What kind of scooter are we talking
about? Okay, we were talking about...
the little electric scooters?
Yes.
Everybody renting scooters and then going on a pub crawl cruise through the parks.
On an electric scooter?
Yes.
On Rascal
There's
scooters.
No way in the world Disney's going to fucking... So wait, we have to rent... How much are they to rent?
Like oh,
60 bucks a day. This is going to be an elite item for the whole day.
For 40 bucks?
I'm just going to find one on Craigslist.
Because they won't have enough of them at Disneyland. We have to rent them like from other places
outside
around
the parks
that drop them off and stuff.
I'd be down for that. To be in a Rascal all day?
It could be
and
funny.
Just roll around and drink beer?
Yeah, all day.
This is definitely going to have to be a non-sanctioned event.
What, we can't roll with our vest on? Like we're the fucking goddamn...
I don't know.
Hell's Angels cruising through the park.
I don't know. I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Maybe onesies and Rascals.
Now I think,
that makes the whole thing.
I think this is going to be too expensive for a lot of people, but for the people that can do it, this would be fucking epic.
It'll be pretty epic.
I'm small enough that I can ride in the basket.
I only have to get one because I have one.
You have a scooter, Tom?
Yeah, we have my mom's. We'll just borrow hers.
Oh yeah.
How pissed off do you think Disneyland would be if we did this? I mean, anybody could. I see people that are just fat. They're not disabled riding around them.
The problem is going to be them having enough.
I'll tell you what. I'm fat enough.
Get away with it.
I'm fat enough that, walk around the parks all day. My legs get tired.
I'm small enough because my legs can't keep up.
That's true. We all have reasons.
What's going to be awesome is when we go to park outside, wherever the hell we're going, and there's going to be like 19 ECVs just lined up.
There should
be
more than 19.
Yeah, I would think because they have to take care of both parks. And there's thousands and thousands of people that are at their parks. Disney doesn't want to miss out on any of that.
Well, all the local hotels around there rent them, too.
Yeah, some of them, you can get them cheaper from companies around. They'll come and drop them off and shit.
So is that what we want to try and do on the 7th? Now, everybody doesn't have to do that, but the elite squad.
The people who are willing to pay for it?
We will be doing like the Will Aces, hey. Guys like that that really want to party.
There's the guy that ordered patches.
Yeah.
Ben Turanino.
He's in there.
And then you wonder why I couldn't remember his name. Anyways, so for the elite people that want to do this, we're going to do it on scooters and everybody else can just go and we can just follow along and we're going to do a pub crawl.
Okay, this is the question, though.
Sure.
With something like that, what time is a meetup going to start? Because if we get there at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon...
There's not going to have any...
Well, I won't be able to be there till 4 o'clock, period. Myself.
There won't be enough.
Myself.
Well, I don't know. Well, it'd be after the new year, so I don't know if it'll be real busy.
But you're going to have to call and reserve it ahead of time. Can you call and reserve it ahead of time?
Well, if you go outside of Disney, yes.
So I'll have to call outside of Disneyland and reserve mine ahead of time. And then we need to put together a map of where we're going to go.
I'm going to find one on Craigslist.
Because I know that the people that rent
them... like a few hundred bucks, right?
Can the people that rent them from Disneyland, can they take it to downtown Disney?
No, I think
yes, you can.
Like,
no, you can.
Oh,
now.
You can.
Yep,
you can. Since it's all under the same security.
Yep, you can. Now.
So, if we were going to do a pub crawl scooter world tour,
we'd have to start at like
get
ESPN
t-shirts.
Zone. Yes.
Yeah. No. We'd start
with
at
world tour. Shirt.
Well, Trader Sam's is outside of security, so we might not be able to go there for the people that rent them from inside the park. Yep. So we would definitely have to start at first off
Uva Bar. No.
No. ESPN Zone.
Rainforest.
Shit. Okay, this is going to get bad really fast because I'm starting to think about all the places that serve alcohol and there's a shit ton.
You guys aren't even going to make
it
in the parks.
So ESPN Zone, then we just stroll right over to Rainforest.
Stroll or roll?
Roll. Roll. So ESPN Zone, Rainforest. You can get a beer at Tortilla Joe's or whatever, the walk-up. They have beer
Margaritas
in there, don't they?
Margaritas, too.
They do?
Yep.
Oh, shit, it's already getting bad.
What about the jazz place? They do it, too.
Do they have a walk-up bar, though?
Oh, no.
Uva.
We might have too many spots. We might have too many. Because you're already talking about, like, four drinks in 100 yards right there.
I think it depends on the amount of people we get to go. If there's, like, 100 scooters, yeah, it could be a little tough.
Chris and Eric are saying we should play pub golf.
Pub golf.
I don't know what pub golf is.
It sounds like an alcoholic game that I'd probably be into.
Yep. I don't know what pub golf is.
Well, anyways, but we definitely have ESPN Zone, definitely Uva Bar, right? Mm-hmm. Those are two main stops. And then you go straight into DCA, and you would go to, we could cruise, because then we could cruise all the way down the Hollywood back lot.
Yep.
and we could stop at a Ward Wiener's and get some red trolley. And then we can cruise all the way, wrap around, do some loops through Bugs Land. Because we got to make, you know, it's touring. It's exploring our scooters.
Make a map.
Yeah, and then we'll go through Bugs
Can
Land.
Can the leader have like a flag?
I think the front and the rear should have flags.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, and so then we'll go through Bugs Land, and then we can go hit the beer cart at the wharf.
I can't even believe we're discussing this right now.
The Alvarado said Disney security is going to be handing out DUIs.
I think we need to get a room that night.
Can they kick you off a scooter for being too intoxicated?
I'm quite sure they probably could.
Do you think somebody's going to run over somebody?
Same as kicking you out of the park,
it's
right?
It's Disney. They could do anything.
You have to hold your shit together.
Yeah. But you're sitting down, so you're not really stumbling.
I may have to actually drink beer this day. I might have to take a day off.
But you might run somebody over.
Well, if there's
namely one of us.
Five scooters on this side, five scooters on this
side. As long as it's something.
I think it needs to be like a long, like
a single file.
Like a long single file line, just like all the veterans do on their Harleys for Memorial Day.
Single file?
I'm thinking same idea. You know where we drive by and we wave at the kids on the side.
Let's say we
end with our beer in the holder. No, they say we dress like we're going golfing.
Oh, so you got to do
dress like we're going.
You got to wear like a polo shirt.
Yeah, and like. Golfing attire.
Oh shit! Why does this have to get even stupider? Why do we have to add more stupidity to the stupidity when it's stupid enough?
Are they saying instead of or in addition to?
In addition to.
I think everyone should just wear helmets.
I like the t-shirt idea.
I like the t-shirt world tour and like put all the stops.
That would be funny. We all wore helmets and goggles and like riding gloves.
Yes, like that would be.
That would be fucking funny.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Bad to the bone.
I have a helmet. I'll wear a full face helmet.
We'll just have two all the way up. It'll be like a Hell's Angel rollout where it's like two.
The kid in Wonder.
I know a place too where they sell clamshells for like $20.
Clamshells.
The kid in
Wonder. Oh, clamshell helmets. Yeah.
The kid in Wonder wore his helmet.
Okay.
I could wear.
Is that seriously what we're gonna? We're gonna do a pub crawl on January 7th. We'll get the map together. And for some of us, a lot of us,
do we think we should push this to February to give people more time?
January 7th?
Good idea.
You don't think, but we want to do something big when we come back. We ended it up with Leggings Day. We got to do something big when we come back.
I know, but that's like 2 weeks after
Chris
Christmas.
Chris wants you to call him.
Chris wants me to call him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Call Chris. We're going to get the pub golf.
Yeah, because we've been talking about doing this for years. We've never done it.
But yeah, you're right. Maybe January's too soon.
Well, my phone is.
Well, this is the thing. If it's $50 to rent those things, and somebody can't come up with $50 in the next 30 days,
well, they can walk. Oh, well, you're saying they can plan on it.
Yeah,
you could still come hang out, just not on the scooter.
All right, my phone is being stupid. Okay, there it is. Hang on. You guys talk. I gotta find Chris's number and not.
Oh yeah, because Mike Marquez says do it before the pier is closed, January 8th. I forgot they were.
Oh,
well, that's the 7th.
That's the day before.
Yep. So we might have to.
Makes sense.
We might have to do it then.
Yeah, Cove Bar closes on the 8th too.
So it's like a close out to the Cove Bar.
Big Joe says he'll be there.
He'll be there?
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
And he'll do the scooter too, won't he?
Yeah, he will.
He said end of January, beginning of February.
Okay, so maybe we should do the beginning of February.
Oh, sorry.
Panda says he's walking. He's like, fuck that, I'm walking. I need the exercise.
Yeah.
So do I, but I'm still going to be on one.
I just like the idea of it. I like the... He added the goggles.
The helmet.
I like the idea of drunk driving.
Hey, Chris, so what are you thinking about doing this scooter? How do you imagine this?
Okay. Well, let me explain how pub golf works, and you guys will get on board with this.
Okay.
So whatever stop we have to pick 9 bars, kind of like, you know, a golf match, 9 holes, okay?
9 holes.
And so at every stop, we have a predetermined drink. So let's say we go to Sonoma Terrace, it's a beer, and we make it a par 2, which means you have to drink your beer in 2 drinks. If you drink it 1, it's a birdie. If you drink it 3, it's a bogey.
Oh, this is bad.
Oh, I'll definitely.
So for every bar you go to, we keep score.
I like this.
And usually you play in teams. So it's like, you know, your team is your team plus or minus for that hole. And then also, every other hole is a watering hole, and that's the only time you can go to the bathroom. So if you have to go to the bathroom on a non-watering hole, it's a stroke penalty for your team.
Oh, I like this. I like this.
I don't play golf, so I don't have a clue.
No, no, no. This totally makes sense to me. I can totally... Now, trying to explain this to 100 people that want to play is going to be difficult.
Oh, it's easy. No, because they actually, you make pre-made scorecards. So it's like, at this bar, you go to this drink, you have to drink it in this many drinks, or you get a point or lose a point. That's it.
I got you. I like this. I like this. It'll so
like
pub
par
golf.
Fours, par
so it
fives,
has to be teams.
Par threes.
So it's teams. So
Exactly. So you can pick someone for your team, you know, kind of a thing. So it's like, you know, at the bar, it could be a Jack and Coke, and you got to drink your Jack and Coke and three drinks. Or it's a penalty for one stroke.
All right, I'm taking Big Joe.
And so low score wins. So whoever can drink the drinks the fastest right wins.
Okay, Tom, what do you think? I like this idea.
I think it could be really bad. At Disney, it could be real bad.
It would
bad.
Definitely have to be a non-vested day.
Yeah, it would have to be non-vested, no social club affiliation at all. Like, you can't even wear a
t-shirt. I was going to wear my Dark Side Elite vest.
Ooh!
There you go.
Hey, do you think we could have?
Oh, we could do an IDRYBSCC pub crawl.
Mm. Or we could just all buy all the Fallen Club's vests and wear those.
That'd be.
Can I get Fire Main Street 55?
Ooh, that'd be good.
Shit.
All right, so pub golf. We have scorecards, and we do that on January 7th. And for those that want to, just like regular golf, you can either walk the course or you can ride the course. And for those that decide to ride, we're going to do it in electric scooters.
So you got your cart, or you're going to walk it.
Okay. All right. So. I'm down.
Can
I'm
we
down.
Move this to a Saturday? We Saturday. Try to do it a Saturday?
No, Jay can't
oh,
do
no,
it
you
Saturday.
Can't. No, you can't. Never mind.
Well, I could this far in advance. Because golf is usually done early in the morning, but they don't start serving alcohol until what, like 10
noon.
Or 11?
Noon.
Yeah, but the only reason I'm saying that is that would be bad for you because then you'd be up the ass crack.
Bloody Marys earlier than that.
And then you got to be up the butt crack of dawn for Sunday. That wouldn't work.
Hmm.
When's the holiday in January? Can we push it out a week so we have, what's the holiday? Martin Luther King.
Joe, though, said he has to do it towards the end of January or early February. So that wouldn't be the first.
All right, Chris, do you think we should push this off beyond January 7th and do it like the second meetup in January so people have time to prep for this?
Well, I think that makes sense. We can actually map the course out.
Yeah,
to it, right?
I think it would be good.
I say the first meetup in February.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
that gives us enough time to get through the holidays and map everything out.
Because if we're going to do this, we got to do it right. Because
it needs to be done right.
Yeah, we got to have maps and scorecards and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
I say the first meetup in February.
First meetup in February. Well, that totally just blows my idea out of the water of what can we do cool on our first Sunday back for the new year. But, yes, I agree.
Well, if we do half and half.
Pub golf.
We don't have to do the pub golf on the 7th, but we can do the scooter thing. And do the pub crawl in February.
What, and walk?
Yeah.
We could do that.
So you're saying maybe we do the scooter thing without alcohol involved? I mean, alcohol is going to be involved, but not...
Yes.
That might actually be smarter.
It makes more sense.
Because
so just like a regular
because if we cruise
around to some rides,
50 people shit faced on fucking scooters running around the park. They're
okay.
Disney's not going to let that roll.
So Sunday the 7th, we're going to do Scooter Day,
where we just rent
scooters, but we won't combine it with the pub crawl. It'll just be a straight up Scooter Day, just normal.
Everywhere
and we'll have ride.
We'll do a tour. We'll do a park tour. We'll get a map.
We'll have rides.
We'll get a map together, and we'll do an actual tour
of
the
parade.
Parks. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. On the scooters.
I'm going to bling out my scooter with lights.
Yeah.
So the 7th of January, we're going to do a scooter cruise. It's going to be the
it's a parade.
The Disney DLR, Disneyland Resorts.
I like the parade
GP,
idea,
or
actually.
Grand Tour.
Can we have a sign?
No,
like, you
parade.
Know how, like, when the parades start, they have, like, a sign?
As I'm pretty sure this is going to piss Disney
We can
Disney
do the
too.
2018. We can do it. We can make this annual.
The 2018.
2018 annual. Or the first annual Disneyland
Social Club Parade.
Social Club Grand Tour Parade.
Yes.
Grand Tour Parade.
Yes.
I like the parade idea.
So
I just saw a guy the other day, too, that was a...
Disneyland may solve their annual pass problem in the first week of January.
How many people do you think that work for Disneyland listen to the show and they're like going, fuck, now I got to make a report out about this to my boss?
Well, yeah, and they're going, fuck, okay, on January 7th, we have no ECVs available.
I'm going to start looking on like OfferUp.
I'm going to go in with like two knee braces and a cane and shit.
Yeah, you don't have to be
they
crippled
can't
to get a...
tell you that you,
no,
can't.
You can't
rent one. They don't know what your physical problems is. Maybe your ankles hurt.
All right, so January 7th is the Grand Tour. February 1st is going to be the pub crawl, pub golf.
Yep.
Okay, that sounds good.
February.
That sounds
2nd,
good.
I feel like we need shirts for the scooter thing, though. Like,
I like the parade idea.
Yeah.
With,
yeah.
Shirts.
Yeah.
Colorful.
Yeah.
Like a fucking parade.
Yeah.
First annual.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, New Year's was just a few days before. You know?
We'll work on the details. We'll work on the details. But January 7th, we're cruising the parks.
It'll be like the Rose Parade, electric style. Social club style.
Yeah, it's going to be like the Rose Parade with assholes.
Well, at least I don't have to wear leggings, so I'm fine with that.
And you don't have to walk.
And I don't have to walk. But I might like the scooter idea so much
that you buy
during the Grand Tour
one?
That I might also take a scooter for the pub golf day at my own leisure.
Sure.
Because I was always the type of guy that when I played golf, I didn't like to walk the course. I like to ride the cart.
Well, I think that makes it more fun when you have a cart.
Yeah, that's half the fun.
Yes.
I wonder who's going to be the first person to roll their scooter over. I'm sure it's going to happen. All right. All January 7th.
That sounds awesome.
The Grand Tour. The
Grand Tour Parade.
Grand Tour Parade.
January 7th.
And then February. What's that first Sunday in February? Is going to be our...
Yeah, we could do shirts in-house. I could do shirts.
Okay. Yeah, we're kicking off this year with a bang of stupidity.
The 4th. February 4th.
February 4th will be the pub crawl... Pub golf,
uh-huh.
And then maybe we can even wrap in. We could even wrap up like
and
a Valentine's
January.
Day theme into that.
A Valentine's Day where everybody fucks in the family restroom, like a fuckathon. No,
gross.
Live feed while they're live feeding.
Yeah, try to live set stream. Some new record. Anyways, I don't know. What time is it, Tom?
I don't know.
9:21.
Do we have anything else to talk about, Tom? It's been 1 hour and 21 minutes.
I don't know.
Do we need to take a break and then come back? Regroup?
Yeah, we can do that. We'll
but if we regroup and come back...
I got one thing real quick.
Yeah, what's up, Chris?
I just want to wish Aaron a happy birthday. It's Aaron's birthday tomorrow.
Tomorrow! Oh, yeah. Hey, tomorrow. What are you guys doing? Are you guys going to be at the parks or anything? What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday?
We are going
Wednesday.
To the park tomorrow, yeah.
You are? Okay, don't say that out loud. I'll bleep that out of the show.
Well, happy early birthday.
Okay.
And I might meet you down there, but I'm bleeping that out of the show, too.
All right,
a lot of bleeps?
Yeah, a lot of bleeps. You should have said it was Thursday was her birthday, and then messaged me and told me that it was Wednesday.
Well, that's what he meant. That's what he meant.
Oh, that's what he meant.
He was off a day. He thought tomorrow was Thursday.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys.
All right, Chris. Talk to you later. Bye.
Night, buddy.
All right.
Oh, people are asking about this rap battle. When are we going to have 8 Mile? We got to plan an 8 Mile podcast.
All right, can somebody pull up that video of Frankie?
Dude, he was rapping like hardcore.
Yeah, but how do you know? You don't speak Spanish either, why? I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
It's
like tortilla, burrito, enchilada, tostada.
I don't know. It sounded pretty...
It's making me hungry.
It sounded pretty gangster, though. I know, I'm kind of bummed I didn't get dinner earlier.
Rap battle. Are we really going to do the rap battle?
Why the fuck not? I think we should set it up like 8 Mile. Do like...
I think the crowd wants it.
Yeah.
I know they want it. I think it's going to be stupid, though. I mean, these guys are...
Not if we do the green screen.
Green screen.
Yeah, we got to get a green
screen. We need a green screen.
That's different.
See, that's why, guys, support our show so we can get a green screen.
Yes, that's exactly it. So, because that's the next thing.
That part.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see if I can get the rap battle together. I know that Brandon wants to do it, but he lives up there in Santa Barbara, so it's kind of difficult for him to make it down.
There was a bunch of people that said...
Well, maybe we can do a Saturday show or something and do the rap. Well, that's bad for me.
Well, yeah, I think if we plan it, I think it has to be on a night that we can...
Or we can do it on an off meetup Sunday.
And I'm going to buy that... What's that game? Speak Out... What's the Speak Out Loud where you wear the mouthpieces? I'm going to purchase that game so we can have some fun with that on the show.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, Tom, are we taking a break or are we closing down the show?
I don't know.
Just close it down.
Yeah,
what are we going to do after?
I don't think we're going to do anything after. And it's nice little hour and a half show.
And we got to find somebody who wants to do it.
Brandon
says
Tuesday's fine.
He can make it down on Tuesday.
Tuesday's fine.
We got to do a fear box.
Fear box?
Yes, I think that would be fun.
You know, it's hard to do these like normal shows when we come off of a show like the one at Monique's where everybody's doing shots and drunk and we're hammering Mad Dog 20. Have you ever had Mad Dog 2020, Tom?
Yeah, it's like drinking juice.
It's not disgusting. Like nasty.
But it's like you get like anal explosion for 2 days after you drink that shit.
I didn't get that, but it was pretty bad. Anyways, okay, so we're going to wrap up the show and we will, what? What are you showing me?
Oh,
I don't,
with
I don't
the
know
sponsors.
Yeah, sponsors.
We got to talk about the sponsors.
Oh, where did you see this
the
at?
The people who...
Jack sent it to me.
Jack is our go-to guy when it comes...
Yeah, thanks to all of our sponsors that have been helping out with the show. We got... I don't know who some of these people are.
Just
know the email
address.
It's just email addresses, and I can't make the name out.
He sent it to you.
Yeah, I know he sent it to me. But Giselle, new sponsor, thanks for helping out the show. Robert Lopez, Carissa, new rabbit that we just stole from... Dark Side Elite or yep. whatever. I think, you know, she's the fucking newest person to ever join the club that's already on a suspension before she gets her patches.
Yes, that's a record.
She fucking made a world record attempt at actually being suspended before she got her patches.
I actually haven't even picked her patches up yet.
No. Yeah, I said you can wear those in 1 month.
2 months.
Yeah, because of the whatever nonsense. All right, Carissa, Alley Cat.
Our minion.
Alley Cat Sat 92. I don't know who that is, but thank you. Brandon, of course. Brandon, one of our executive producers. We actually had to, he got the big package where we had to like fill out. Did you sign his birthday card?
I did.
Steph, did you sign his birthday card?
I did.
Yeah, Brandon was the first one to actually receive a birthday card because
he got it.
He's one of our producer level sponsors.
Nice.
So, Brandon, big shout out to Brandon. He's also going to be in a rap battle. Roxy, what's Roxy's website for where she's slinging all these patches, the spoon patch, and all the other shit that she's got going on right now? Come on now.
We got to start
Cotton Candy Nightmare.
Yes, thank you.
CottonCandyNightmare.com. Roxy has a bunch of cool stuff. She has a bunch of swag and stuff that she's slinging on there, along with making patches. She has a spoon patch. She has the patches.
And she's working too, some custom stuff for me right now.
I love Club Hub Drama is one of her patches. And then she says, another patch that says, I am Club Hub Drama. And she's just got a bunch of cool stuff. And also, if you're looking to have back patches made, you can go to, what is it called again? CottonCandyNightmare.com.
Yes. Our minions are asking about Loveline.
I didn't have anybody calling in. That's why I wasn't going to do it. Nobody called. Okay, I'll sit here right now.
Do we have anybody?
Jack, too.
Jack is one of our sponsors, and his cousin Stan. Jack and Stan. Yeah, Jack. I can't wait to get Jack out of the park.
What about Michelle?
There's a Michelle Steffen.
She was the very first one. 23? Michelle Steffen. Yeah, I think she's one of the twins, right?
Is she?
What are you guys even looking at?
She's a twin.
I'm looking at these email addresses that Jack sent me. Jack has been helping me out a lot with the show. He's been like taking care of a lot of the online stuff and just kind of keep an eye on things because
Silva Lopez.
Jake called him.
Okay.
But
Jack has been helping me out with a lot of the online stuff regarding the show and everything because, Tom, I'm just a little too absent-minded to keep track of any of this shit.
So, yes, thank you so much,
Jack. When you start getting into this level of stuff, we need people to do that stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Josh is asking about Stefan's patches. Stefan also does patches as well.
Yeah, Steph has some patches, too.
Apparently, there's a patch I'm supposed to make for Monique. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Monique. She caught a lot of shit that night, so it could be one of many names. I think she actually won the one that said Mama Mo. And then we got.
Does anybody want to call in with relationship issues?
Yeah, if anybody wants to call in with relationship issues right now, right this second, call in 8656. Call us, and I will sit here for a second and see if anybody calls in with any relationship advice or requesting. I don't think anybody's going to call in, but the lines are open.
Who the fuck wants to ask us for relationship advice?
I don't know, but I'd be more than happy to give them.
Hey, listen, we are relationship makers and we are relationship takers.
And listen, Jake and I have been almost together 12 years. Tom and Rachel have been together
20
years.
You and Vanessa have been together
a lot
of years, all of them.
Yeah.
So see, all why not call us?
Yeah, relationship, and you can call in anonymously. The number, I don't think anybody's going to call in.
Eight,
the number's
six,
been up the whole
five,
time,
six,
and it hasn't rang.
Call us.
But 8656, call us. I'll sit here and see if anybody wants relationship advice.
Her McNugget Mo.
McNugget
Mo.
That was another thing that came up. Somebody wants us to do this Chicken McNugget Challenge.
Who the hell is going to eat like 5,000 chicken nuggets?
No, we're not calling anyone, Alex. They have to call in to
us. Yeah, I know.
You're calling us.
It's open line, Alex. You dummy. Hey, and wash your leggings because I got piss all over the back of them.
You should actually probably go get tested, Alex.
Yeah, I'm sure you got the herp or something.
John Roa, my question.
Oh, we've got a question in the comments? We can definitely talk about that. Sure.
We got a question?
Yeah, John, my buddy with like 8 kids.
How do you stop having children? Stop having sex.
John, now, John.
Pull out, baby. Pull out.
John is a dear.
It doesn't work.
Hold on. Let me talk.
I've been doing it for 20 years.
Let me talk real about this for a second. John is a good friend of mine. Me and this guy, we've worked together. He when he was a kid, I taught him a little bit about doing sound, and I've just known this guy for a long time. John is one of these guys that married way beyond his means. He married up. He got a pretty hot chick, right, Miss?
Yeah, she's really cute.
Yeah, she's really cute. John definitely, he swung for the fences, and basically he wore this chick down to marry him. And he did good. He did good for himself. And I know him very well. He's probably mad as he's listening to this, but he'll even tell you that this story is true. And I forget where I was going with it.
So basically what you're
they
saying...
They have lots of children. They basically, have like four.
Basically what you're saying is that he trapped her by having a lot of kids.
I want to say that there's a story when we were younger, when he was probably, you know, in his early 20s, and it might have involved him actually laying down behind her car to trap her in. I could be wrong on that. I don't know. But so John, he really married up. So, but the thing is since he's been married, they have another kid like every 10 months.
Shit.
Yeah. And so John's question is, how many kids does he have now?
A lot.
I think they have three boys and a little girl. The little girl's the last one.
Four. Well, that's not so bad.
And she probably runs the show, too.
They've been very consecutive. So my buddy John is asking, how does he stop having kids?
Is it a lot?
Well, I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not the Brady Bunch.
That's like half of a baseball team.
Yeah, I know. So, Tom, do you have a vasectomy?
I don't.
You don't. Steph? No. Mm. Steph doesn't believe that. That's against his religion and shit.
John says he's just really consistent.
He's really consistent. So,
Sarah said Snippy or Skippy.
Yeah, I think it's time for, if he doesn't want any more kids, I think it's time to, you know, go for the vasectomy.
Yep.
Right? That was some lame advice. I think the story describing really? John was way better.
I would think you'd tell your wife how much you really enjoy oral.
Cut the go-gurt off.
I'm just saying. You know.
You got to cut the go-gurt, too.
You can't swim there. No, fuck that.
All right. Well, nobody's going to call in for these anonymous love line bullshit. It's just not going to happen. So it's time to shut down the show. Tom, do we have anything to say on our way out?
Bye, fuckers.
Bye, fuckers? That's the best we could do?
All right.
I can't believe
all right,
that
so
came
don't
from
forget,
Tom.
Yeah.
December 15th.
I can't believe that came from you. Right? From him, yeah, that makes sense.
December 15th.
There was a lot of love behind
Christmas
that.
Christmas party.
Fuckers.
January 7th. Scooter parade. And February 4th.
And apparently Mo is sponsored by Duracell.
Tom, did you get to that part of the show last week where we had truth or shot and we got to the question of,
yeah,
how many times a week do you
Nathan has a horrible vasectomy story.
Nathan has, well, let me call him. Hold on. Which Nathan is it?
Anderson.
So yes, you should have actually, there should have been a cutoff switch because there is a such thing as too much truth.
Nathan Anderson?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Nathan, call 8656, call us.
Hold on.
Yeah, we were saying she said something about four times a day.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's a lot.
She works from home.
Clearly. Let's not get too much work done. She probably flicked her bean like three times during the show. We should call her and see if she's in mid.
I bet you she's one of those ones that has those like auto battery underwear where you have like the little.
She asked if anyone worked at Costco.
Guarantee they're rechargeable.
She asked if anyone worked at Costco.
She knew that Costco battery discount.
What, does she get batteries for cheap?
Yeah, and in bulk.
Amazon.
Mm-mm-mm. Right, where you get like 1,000 for like $10.
Eddie, I'll go anywhere for a podcast. I just wasn't available for that particular one because
I don't think I've ever noticed that Nathan's last name was Anderson until right now. He probably didn't want me to give his last name since we're going to talk about his vasectomy.
He wrote it on here.
I know. Hold on, Nathan. Hold on. Inquiring minds want to know.
Y'all need to start using our phone number. 8656, call us.
Oh, they don't give a shit about that.
Nobody pays attention. That would mean they have to listen.
Okay, here we go. I got him on.
We're still coming up on the phone. 50, though. 48, 46.
Yeah, yeah. Nathan, are you there? How do you have a horrible vasectomy
story?
John
said,
do we got to talk sexy?
Nathan just saying
we're having this?
A horrible
vasectomy. Hey, Nathan.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, you're on the show. What's your vasectomy story? Because our buddy John, he's thinking about getting one, and he needs some advice from somebody that's been through it.
No, I'm pretty sure he just said he's canceling his appointment.
Yes.
Okay, Nathan.
He's going to have like 12 more kids now because of this.
Yeah, Nathan, do you have a vasectomy story you'd like to share with the group?
Yeah, sure. I got my vasectomy probably about 13 years ago after my daughter was born.
Uh-huh.
And was done by this little Asian dude.
Okay.
We're already going bad.
Not even done at a doctor's office.
Yeah,
in a back alley or something.
Did he at least have gentle hands?
Yeah, but back alley vasectomies aren't the greatest deal, but
All right, so you go in for your vasectomy, and it's a little Asian, little secret Asian man, and he, what did he do?
He started the vasectomy before the anesthesia kicked in.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad was that?
Yeah, it hurt like a son of a bitch.
I bet.
And then when I told him that I was in pain, he then proceeded to put more anesthesia in the open wound.
Oh.
Oh. This doctor sounds awesome.
This sounds like a back alley type thing.
So and it, then...
Yeah.
And then after that, he... in order to finish the vasectomy, they yank on your vas deferens.
What?
What the hell is a vas deferens?
That's the vas deferens is the tube that carries your semen from your testicles to your urethra.
Why do you know that? That was like weird. That came out like
fucking human.
That came out like way too natural. Like
he
you just
knows
had,
his
you
body.
Just had some like Doogie Howser MD shit right there.
I went to college.
When he said vas deferens, I was just assuming it was an NBA player's kid's name or some shit.
Karen said he woke up with a missing kidney.
Yeah. All right. So the doc is tugging on your vas deferens.
Right. And your vas deferens are connected to your bladder.
So God, that just sounds painful.
This is going so
bad.
So
you can feel your bladder being pulled from the inside.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever going to get a vasectomy.
And then the surgery was over. That was all fine and dandy, and got stitches and all that good stuff. And then about 3 or 4 days after the vasectomy, half asleep, being the guy that I am, my balls itched. I itched and ripped a stitch.
Oh. Ouch. Damn.
And then proceeded to have a hole in my nut for about a month until it healed.
The comedic timing of that pause and then to go into, and then proceeded to have a hole in my nut for a month.
You should have just stapled it shut.
Oh, man. So would you recommend to everybody to get a vasectomy? That's the easy way out?
At least not from the Asian doctor I got one from.
Okay. So. All right. All right, Nathan, well, that's a funny story. All right, man, I'll see you real soon. I'll see you at the 15th at our Christmas party.
Yep, for sure.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Yep, I think that's a proper way to end a show.
Yeah, should we go out on Nathan's nutsack?
Hell
his
yeah.
Holy nutsack?
How do you top that shit?
Joe Conchuelo says his dick is tattooed, and he can't imagine it being sliced without anesthesia.
His dick, Joe got his dick tattooed?
That's what he says. What does it say?
What does it say?
I have a tattoo.
How about you talking to the mic since we're doing a radio show?
I have a tattooed dick. That shit didn't feel great. I couldn't imagine some fucker slicing that shit up without anesthesia.
Well, don't you want to know what tattoo he has on his dick?
Not particularly.
That's
between him and his wife.
Apparently,
and I'm okay without having that piece.
Tom, if you're going to get a tattoo on your dick, what would it be?
I don't know. I don't think I would ever do that.
Yeah. Well. Okay. All right. Well.
You have to think of something. Now, if we're going to end it, what's your
a tattoo on your dick?
What would be your first? What would it be?
I don't know.
I think mine would be like a hot dog.
A hot dog on your dick.
Yeah, well, like relish.
Maybe like the friggin'
bun on the bottom, you know what I mean?
Mine would be the owl from the Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Pop.
How many licks does it take?
Two. Three.
Yeah, until she chomps on that third bite. Yeah. Okay. All right.
What about you, buddy?
A tattoo on my dick. If I was going to get a tattoo on my dick.
Joe got bite marks with blood coming out of them.
On his dick?
Yeah. That's pretty fucking funny.
The tattoo on his dick is bite marks
with blood. So it looks like somebody's biting his
dick
off.
Like a vampire or something?
Oh, speaking of which, did you see the guy?
I think if I was getting a tattoo on my dick, I'd just have him color the whole thing black and say I'm hung like a black
man. Speaking of tattoos, did you see the guy in Florida?
Got a black dick too.
Where they had some controversy this week because a guy had a tattoo going across his chest that said, "Do not resuscitate." Well, they had to make a really serious choice this week because the guy was... need to be resuscitated.
Well, did he have paperwork? Because tattoo don't mean shit. He's got to have a paperwork that says do not resuscitate.
But that came into play. They were like, what, it's like a moral thing. It's like, okay, it says do not resuscitate, but
should we?
What do we do?
Some of these are hilarious.
What are they talking about? What they like tattoo what on they their would, dick?
Yeah. Let's see.
Would it be too weird to have my kids' names on it like Mason was here? That's awesome.
On your dick? That's actually horrible.
Well, the fact that it says Mason is great. Speaking of dicks, send Mason dick pics.
Yeah, oh yeah. For all of our listeners Mason that are listening, Gilbert, if you have any dick pics out there, send them to Mason Gilbert. You can find him on Facebook. He likes to read them at work. He works at a male prison, and just all the gay sex that's going on there is just not enough for him. So he loves his dick pics to look at while he's working the night shift. So friend Mason Gilbert on Facebook and send him some dick pics. I heard the other day that he's got thousands of dick pics on his phone.
Yeah, he said he's got one guy that sends him like 500 dick pics.
Oh, that would be Lawrence. That would be Lawrence. Oh, Lawrence sends
him. And I love
him
even more now. Lawrence, send him. Let's go.
They're saying to send Monique dick pics as well.
Well, I think she needs them.
She doesn't. She's flicking the bean four times a day. She doesn't need any more stimulation. She's going to dehydrate herself.
All right.
Dehydrate.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you the 15th. Oh, we have another show next week before then, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Night.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Their feet was at a buffet.